Blog Talk Radio.
5 years I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Hello, party people. This is your host, Hisfuse Haradi, and welcome to another exciting episode of Arrow Talk, where we will be discussing the latest episode titled Dodger. And tonight, wow, it's going to be kind of crazy that I should wait. I'm like all tongue-tied now. Let's go to the phones. Let's see, from area code 951, who is this?
Regina.
Hey, Regina. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you.
All right. Well, did you have a nice week last week?
Yeah, I had
we
to
missed
work.
You.
So I know I had to work. What can I say? Sometimes I'm scheduled on Thursday night, so nothing I
can
do about it.
Yeah, it happens. And then it wasn't it Valentine's Day last Thursday?
Yep. And I had to work. I know.
busy.
I know.
So did you watch last night's episode, Dodger?
Oh, yes. Heck yes.
Oh, it was so good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And
yes,
hello, Felicity.
Awesome. Yes,
Felicity,
I know.
Felicity blossomed like a butterfly.
Yes, she did. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Wow.
I was hoping there's like other male callers on here, but apparently you're the only one, which is kind of great because we could get a female perspective of the episode. So overall, what'd you think of the episode? And tell us why.
Well, I loved it. I mean, first of all, it introduced Roy Harper. So I've been waiting for that one.
Yes.
So,
yes, definitely the first introduction to Roy Harper. Let me just read a quick synopsis of the episode for the people listening to the podcast. Dodger, Felicity tells Oliver that he's all work and no play. So she asks Detective McKenna on a date, which is the, if you guys remember, the high school, was it high school or college? Do you remember, Regina?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I think it was like a high school sweetheart or whatever. A jewel thief named Dodger, who is played by James Callis, hits the Starling City and targets someone very close to Oliver. Meanwhile, while working with Laurel, Thea gets her purse stolen by a very fast pickpocket named Roy Harper. And his, actor's name is Haynes. Haynes, I'm trying to remember his first name. Do you remember his first name?
Colton Haynes.
Yes, Colton Haynes. And so, let's see, Myra makes a move against Malcolm, Colin Donnell, and Paul Blackthorne also star in Dodger. So there you go, quick synopsis of the episode. And I think this episode went pretty smooth. There wasn't any hiccups, any stalls. I love how they integrated the flashbacks this time around in this episode. It wasn't like big chunks of it. It was more brief and sometimes even like quick flashbacks, almost like flashes. If you remember when Oliver was in the cave with that beat up man or really discombobulated person in the cave, and they kind of switch from there to present day, back and forth. Now, Regina, I had a question when I was watching this. Do you think it's Oliver's flashbacks, like he's thinking of it at the moment, or do you think it's just an editor saying, hey, remember this?
I think.
Do you think he's actually thinking that moment, or it's kind of like, oh yeah, meanwhile at the island, this is what was happening?
No, I think he actually has a flashback.
So you think he's actually consciously thinking what's going on in the flashbacks as he is in present day?
Yeah, because for some reason it always seems like something is triggering the flashback.
Ah, okay. Because here's the reason why I ask is because when we go back to him in present day, it's not like he's like, you know, shuttering his eyes bringing himself back to reality. It's never like that. It's always like he's doing another scene or he's already talking to somebody else. So it kind of seems like, I don't know, there's no connection there to me. But since you saw
I'm
sure.
I think it might be more of a thought than anything else, and they're just showing us the thought.
Right, like a quick thought. Not like he's thinking of it in present day.
Like real intense or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I agree. I agree with that one. Okay, that makes more sense. Because I was like, what? I'm like, okay, I'm a little lost. Is it him thinking about it right now and then? Or is it just like, oh, yeah, this happened in Island 2. The editor forgets to add from last week's episode. So we start off in the museum. Of course, there's a big jewel heist. And two security men are guarding this, like, big... Well, what was it? Like a big red jewel? Did they have a name for
like
that?
A
you know,
ruby or something. I'm sure I can't remember what it was.
Right, and then one of the guards exposes a steel, large, explosive device wrapped around his neck, and it was kind of. I like the design of the device. Did you? It was kind of cool the way it like lit up, and it was definitely tied around the neck. And then Felicity is concerned by Queen's decisions with regard to going after people on the list. Another person, of course, telling Oliver, you should use your talents and your finances and your gadgetry for the good of men rather than just going down the list of corporate white-collar crime. Do you agree with that? With Felicity's like attempt to steer Oliver away from the list and do some good for the city?
Yeah, she does.
I think so too, but for some reason I feel always like it seems like a detour when it goes to like someone off the list. I think they should just focus for this season since we already know they're renewed, which yay, Arrow's renewed for a second season.
Yeah, I know, I heard. I was like, yes.
I think for this season they should have just focused on the list. That way we don't have to drag this on for 4 or 5 more years. Because I've already lost count, and every time they open that book, you always see a whole bunch of names without the lines drawn through them. So it's a pretty big list.
Yeah,
so I was hoping
they
would...
And they have to get away from that list, too, I think. Otherwise, it's going to get boring. They're going to have to do something else. They cannot cross somebody off every week off that list.
Well, okay, I could see that. But that definitely goes against what I was just saying.
Yeah,
because I'm like, go through the list first and then show us all these other people. Because I think his growth, and I know what they're doing, showing the contrast between the list and also doing good for the city. For the list, doing good for the city.
Yeah,
and it kind of shows...
You know, a little contrast here, you know, not just killing people and you failed the city, you know, have something else in between.
You failed the city and you're helping the city.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so then we go to the flashback to the island, and Queen brings water to Wilson, who has a bullet wound and is getting infected. And do you still buy that Wilson is Deathstroke, or do you buy that the person played Deathstroke, you know, the one that died, his other partner, was the actual Deathstroke, or do you think Wilson will later on come out as he's the Deathstroke?
I think he is.
Yeah,
I think they're
going to
bring him back. I'm hoping they bring him back.
Yeah, I'm hoping too.
Because that was a cool character.
Right. So, of course, Queen remembers from Yalfe, you know, how to heal in the cave, and he leaves to get them, you know, to get the herbs that Yaffe, I guess, taught or showed Oliver how to treat himself. And then Myra, Miss Mama Queen, meets an old friend, which is Frank. His name is Frank. He's a, I guess, is he like an Asian, is he from the Asian mob?
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like, right? The triads or the...
Yeah, something like that.
And so she tells him she wants to get out from the undertaking, and the two of them begin to discuss how to fix the city and get it away from them, and he seems to agree, I guess, with Oliver's mom. And then Diggs, of course, expresses concern about Felicity, and Felicity walks in, and Queen tries to put her at ease about the arrow process. And a news report talks about a criminal named the Dodger who steals using explosive collars. Queen asks Felicity to help them take him down. And, of course, I love it when Felicity says, okay, you know, obviously she wants him to do good for the city. And, of course, this guy is using these explosive devices around innocent people's necks to do the dirty deed, or else their head comes off from an explosion. I was wondering, how many collars does Dodger have in his stockpile?
I know. They look pretty.
And how many does he walk around with him? Because if you remember, anytime he bumps into someone that he needs to have him, you know, have them do a dirty deed for him, he always seems to have one. And they look pretty thick and heavy. So I'm like, how many do you think he carries on at a time?
I would say maybe three.
Maybe three at a time. I would say let's go around the room. How many do you think he carries at a time? And it looks like we have another caller. Let's see from area code 224. Who is this?
It's me, Dan. How you guys doing? It's been a while.
Hey, Dan. How's it going? Did we wake you up?
No, I'm good.
You good? So we were discussing how many callers do you think Dodger walks around the city hoping to use them on someone?
Actually, I'm getting caught up with you guys because I didn't see the episode, so I haven't seen it yet.
What?
So.
Are you serious? Okay, I hope we don't ruin it for you.
No, I want to get caught up this way, so I'm good.
Sweet. So this guy Dodger, he walks around with these explosive collars.
Okay.
And we're wondering, like, how many... I mean, once you see him on the episode, you'll see that they're pretty thick and heavy. So I'm just like, come on, dude. How many are you carrying around? Because, and then they're explosives. So he can't have them, like, in his pocket or anything like that. Or what if he sits on the little... Regina, what if he sits on the little remote?
Boom.
He's like, whoops. Okay, so then we see what appears to be the Dodger attempting to move his latest theft. The man attempts to rob Dodger, who promptly takes out his men and shoots him in the head. That scene with the heavy set guy, how the Dodger brought him the ruby, let's call it the ruby for now, brought him the ruby, and he wanted payment for it, and of course the person with the collar tried to rob him, and no one robs the Dodger, so of course the Dodger has his magic stick of, what is it? It was pretty much like a taser, right?
Yeah, kind of like.
Yeah,
like an electric shock maybe? I don't know.
Right, and that's what I thought. But are they dying when he shocks them, or are they just out?
No, they were just out. That's what he said.
They're just out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, because that explains my follow-up question later on, which, you know, he has it on himself. And I'm like, what, is he dead? What's going on there? All right, so then Queen Diggs and Felicity talk about how to approach the Dodger. Felicity asks about Carly, who is waiting on them. The leads to Dig agreeing to ask Carly on a date, which is, if you guys remember Carly, she's the waitress / friend of the ex-Marine. Is he a Marine? Yeah, ex-Marine.
It's his ex-sister-in-law.
From Afghanistan.
In-law.
Oh, his sister-in-law.
Yeah, she was married to his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So that's Carly, and he finally – I thought that scene was kind of cute where he was a little shy, and she was already on it. She was like, tonight? And he's like – he wasn't even shocked. He was like, tonight? Oh, okay. And then I love her line how she says, we've waited long enough, and it kind of makes sense for them to go out. So they agreed to go out to dinner. And we go back to now Laurel and Thea, where they exit the workplace. If you remember, Thea is in, not interning, but she's doing, what is it,
community service?
Yes, for being a crackhead on Vertigo. And, of course, she gets mugged. Out of all the people in the city, Thea gets mugged. And the guy gets Thea's purse, but a piece of his wallet chain gets snagged on the fence. Now, is that enough evidence to trace him back? No, they don't follow up on the chain. But it kind of shows the character of the person stealing the purse. And anyone with a chain, watch out with your purses. That's what CW is trying to tell you. All right, so then Queen plants a bug on the Hall's cell phone when she steps away from her desk, which, if you remember, Hall is... Who's Hall? Detective Hall? No one? Anyone? Mm. Regina?
No.
Since you saw it?
Yeah, no. I can't remember.
Hall... Yeah, it's funny how they don't have name tags on the...
I don't know if they need name tags on the show.
On the show. Wouldn't that be funny? Every time someone comes up, they flash their names or their character names so you can remember. Oh, yeah, that's the dude. So Hall is, of course, I don't know. Dan, are you still there?
Yep.
Do you remember Detective Hall? She's the girl that Queen remembers from either high school or college.
Yes.
And now she's on the force. Okay.
Yeah,
Do you remember if it was high school or college where they first met? Regina and I couldn't remember.
I think it was college.
It was college?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. High school would have been a little bit too long.
I know it wasn't on last week for the other episode, but I think it's funny how it's kind of like, going back to Smallville, we have Dave as Pete Ross, Arrow as Clark Kent, and that girl as Chloe.
And then Chloe, yeah. A lot of... And I get slack for some reason. I get a lot of slack for bringing up Smallville because they're like, all he does is bring up Smallville or another show and compares it to it. I'm like, how can you not?
Yeah, I know.
They're so close, similar.
Okay, I got one then. That bomb around the neck reminded me a lot of those kryptonite handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yes, I was about to say that too. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here we are again comparing Arrow to Smallville.
That's my fault.
And let's see. And, of course, you have, the Queen is, of course, tracking the detective's cell phone. So anytime she makes a call, you know, they could pick it up. And then he asks if she wants to have dinner with him. So everybody's having dinner. We have Diggs having dinner. We have Oliver having dinner. Who else is not having dinner? Myra Queen. She's by herself so far. So then we flash back to the island where Queen grabs herbs and then turns out to find a badly beaten man stumbling into the cave. And he says, help me. And I'm like, I would have just like, no, bye, peace out. This is pretty much Survival Island. I don't know. It's just me. So then Queen and Diggs listen to the conversation where Hall talks about a man we saw do the Dodger murder, and Felicity finds out online that he probably has a potential offense. And Thea is striking out, trying to track down information about the wallet. I think that scene, of course, was a little, I was like, okay, she's putting a lot of effort on this purse. What do you think was in that purse that she was, like, really determined in?
Vertigo.
Of course. It was like, my drugs are in the purse, and it's probably a really expensive drug, so. I think I remember the detectives talking about Vertigo being, like, a cheap crackhead drug. So,
and, you know, no big store would give out the customer
information. Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing I was going to come up.
That was a big flaw.
Of course, Thea is calling all of these, like, thrift stores or secondhand stores where, you know, you could go and sell your old items and get some cash. And, of course, a lot of people that steal, they tend to do that. So she was right on it. And one store happened to have all of that guy's information and gives it away. And she was like, thank you so much. So, of course, they trapped the guy and do this whole, like, legal thing with the courts, and it's just like, oh, great, over a purse. It's just like crazy talk. So then we go back to Diggs and Carly's date as he accidentally brings up his brother, and she wonders if perhaps the whole thing is too complicated. Now, I think that is a little too complicated. That was your brother's wife. I mean, you're in a city. You're not in a small ranch or in a small, you know, that I can understand. You know, the pickings are really sparse, but you're in a city. Let her go. Let her enjoy life. She's already suffered enough with one brother. Why deal with another one? But she also seems to be into him. But, of course, when he brings up the brother, brings up a whole bunch of memories. What do you think, Regina, since you're a female here, let's say a scenario, you're in her situation where you're married to Diggs' brother, and then all of a sudden, you know, then the fortune happens in war, he dies, and then you're stuck with Diggs for the next, you know, couple of years after, and finally Diggs asks you to go out on a date. What would you say?
Well, I mean, it seems like she has feelings for him, so go for it.
Kind of goes both ways, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, was it wrong of him to bring up the brother? But really? Because that's his brother. It's not like I'm bringing up my old friend.
He probably has, you know, mixed feelings about it, you know? He kind of feels guilty.
Right. But what does that say when he wants to just talk about his brother?
Yeah,
like, is he banned from talking about his brother?
No, I think they get over it after a while.
She's like, your brother who? So let's see. So while Dodger shows the jewel to a new fence, the hall, and her team police and the building, Dodger gets out of the building but runs into Arrow outside, which is, I thought, that was a cool scene when Arrow shoots an arrow while he's on top of a building. I thought that shot was kind of cool where you see him in the background and you see Dodger in the front. What did you think of that?
That was awesome.
That was awesome, yeah. And let's see. Queen has Felicity search for the type of antiquity Dodger prefers. There's a fundraising auction the following night for the Starling City Cancer Society. Queen thinks they could use to lure him out. So then Lance questions Harper with Laurel and Thea watching through the one-way glass as they interrogate Harper, which is the guy that stole the purse, says his mother was hooked on vertigo and is no longer the same, yada, yada, yada. Later on, we find out that was a big lie. I mean, why would you trust and listen to a thief when he's, like, giving you this sobby story? Did you believe it at first, Regina, when he was telling us about the story about his mom?
No. Not at all.
No, you're like, it's all fake.
Yep.
Yeah. And Frank tells Mara that he's arranged a meeting for her. And, of course, Frank is, we're guessing he's in the other gangs. They really didn't give us enough info on Frank. But, Dan, when you see that episode, maybe you could get more information out of that. Let's see. Felicity's put a GPS device in the Queen family's brooch, which is then later on taken from Dodger. And a few moments later, she has... Okay, now, Felicity. I was going to call you Felicity, Regina. Regina, how do you think he put that collar on her without her, like, fighting him off? And she knows what that collar is. It's not like, oh, what's that? Jeez, can I try it on? Oh no, it's the bomb.
I don't know. Maybe that's why we didn't see the scene.
Right. Maybe that's a perfect excuse for an editor saying, meanwhile, she has the collar on. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Dan,
so when you see that, Dan, you'll
Felicity.
See, like, what we're talking about. It's like, what? Now she has it on? It's like, first she did it, and then... And then now she did. Now, we're at the party at the fundraiser, and, of course, Felicity Knockout Gorgeous. I'm sorry if I offend anybody, but amazing, amazing. She really knows how to dress up, and whoever did her makeup and hair, they should deserve an Emmy Award for best hair and makeup.
I have to admit that. I mean, she completely
stole
the scene.
Even the ladies on the podcast admit it.
Yeah, I mean, she stole the scene big time.
She did. And do you remember when she first came out, Oliver and Diggs were kind of like taken back? They're like, whoa.
Yeah,
they're like, she's pretty hot. And, of course, it's the old story, the nerd with glasses. As soon as she takes it off and picks up her hair, she's like this bombshell female, so it's just like, of course, it falls into the whole Hollywood tradition. But then we go back to the flashback that the beaten man demands Oliver to untie him, and Oliver agrees as he turns him around, but then Oliver puts his knife to the rope and then stops. Now, what do you think? Why do you think Oliver stopped before he cut the rope, Regina?
I have no clue. I mean, he was about to. There is no indication of why he did.
Yeah, I kind of thought where he was like, you know what, this freaking island always double-crosses me. I don't want to take one more chance. He's already been beaten, tossed, turned, thrown. Why put himself in another situation? So I kind of agree. Do you agree that he didn't do it, or do you think Oliver should have untied him?
Well, he doesn't know the guy. He doesn't know who he is. So
exactly.
Who are you?
I'm like, here we go again. The one guy I trusted, Yao Fei, look what he did. Because, of course, they had something on him, so he had to obey his captives. We go back to Diggs. Diggs tells Carly he's having a tough time with dating, and she thinks perhaps he's thinking way too much, and he agrees. And finally, the kiss. Do you think it was a special kiss, or do you think it was a little forced? I think it was a little forced.
Yeah,
it didn't seem organic. It didn't seem organic, yeah. Because, you know, the one kiss so far in Arrow, and I know we're talking about kisses, so maybe we could tie this into the Valentine's Day month that we're in. The one kiss that I did buy was, I can't remember her name now, but she plays the Huntress and Oliver.
Okay,
now, when
they kiss,
you're like, whoa, hey now.
Yeah.
All right, so then we go, and of course, Thea pays a visit to Harper, and Harper lets her know, yo, I was just kidding, you know, never trust a thief. And then Queen tells Hall, which is the detective, that when she talked to him about the island, it reminded him of hard decisions he had to make, and he wonders if it's worthy of actually being with anyone. This, of course, leads to them kissing and her telling, Oliver, and telling her, you are, and Len stops by her desk and says she wants to help him on the vigilante investigation. And then back to our flashback, Queen returns to Wilson, who asks if he got into any trouble, and Queen responds, no, and then he says, not a bit. And then Myra meets with the Triads leader and asks her to kill Malcolm. Ooh, dun, dun, dun. So that was the cliffhanger there. So, of course, next week we'll find out what exactly happens. Regina, tell us right now, what was your favorite scene of last night's episode?
Well, when Roy Harper came into the scene.
Yeah, he's I'm a guy and I'm married with kids, so I mean, you know, I'm pretty secure with my masculinity, but he's a pretty boy.
He definitely fits into
the CW family.
Well, I had the pleasure of actually meeting him.
He came into my work.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's really great.
So,
let's see, we have a caller from 718. Who is this?
Oh, I'm just listening to the show.
Oh, great, great. Oh. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for dialing in. I really appreciate that. We're almost about to wrap it up here, but we are back next Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and also we have our upcoming podcast of Smallville Talk. So if you guys have some extra time, please join us over there on that channel at blogtalkradio.com/SmallvilleTalk. and that starts in 2 minutes. So let's wrap up the show. Dan, give us a shout-out before we end the show. Let us know what you thought of what you heard so far.
Last week's Arrow was really, really good. I'm sorry I didn't call in for that one. I really enjoyed it. And Beauty is still pretty good, even though she's starting to annoy me.
Yeah. All right, Regina, give us your final thoughts. Give us a shout out and tell people where they can reach you at.
Okay. Well, call in to Arrow Talk every week. It's fun, and hopefully we can all talk again next week.
All right, sweet. And caller, if you're still on the line from area code 718, give us a shout out. Tell the people listening how easy it was to call in.
Oh, real easy. Just
awesome, awesome. And I hope can I get your first name or a screen name?
Lenny.
Lenny. Okay, great. Lenny, please call us back next week and join in on the conversation. It's a lot of fun. The more people we have, the better. And we're just friends talking about our favorite show, Arrow. So no one's a pro here. No one's an expert, and we don't expect you to be an expert. We just talk about the episode we just watched the previous day, and that's how we do it every week, every Thursday night. Thank you again for listening, and hopefully you'll join us on Smallville Talk. Good night.
What's the number? What's the number for Smallville Talk?
For Smallville Talk, let's see.
909-232-9227.
Did you get
okay,
that, Lenny?
Thanks a lot. I got it. Thanks.
Sweet. All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names you left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.